But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. This is Nicole. Join me on this adventure as we go from glory to glory.
Hey everyone, so good to have you back. We took a little short break there, but I'm here and ready to dive into part four of our series on finding your destiny and your purpose. So let me quickly pray and then I can get into this for you. Father God, I just thank you so much for this day that you have brought us here into a new time, a new season, a new year. And you're doing so many wonderful things in our lives right now, God. And I thank you that it is you that has put purpose and destiny in our hearts. I pray even right now that you are sending angels, dispatching them all over to people that are watching this video right now, and that you're going to minister to each one in their spirit as well, Lord, on this word and this message that you have given me to deliver. Lord, I thank you that as you fill us and as we spend time and abide with you, everything is made clear by your spirit, by you, Jesus, and by you, Abba Father. I thank you for this time and I thank you for blessing this time now that we're in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so today I'm going to do it a little bit different. I have more of a prophetic message to share with you regarding this series, something that the Lord showed me, and then just a little short message tacking on there to support what I'm going to say to you. So as you know, we're in the series on finding your purpose and destiny. And I've just, all of these classes that I've been teaching you, they're going in the order that the Lord is speaking, that he's saying, this is what I want my people to learn right now. And so that's how I'm coming up with what class comes next. So since we're in this process now, and he asked me to talk and show people how to find their purpose and their destiny, I knew for a fact that this is something that he's working on right now. This is something that the Lord wants to do with all of us, is to usher us into that time of finding where we're actually supposed to be. What is our space and our place on this earth? And you know, after the year that we've had in 2020 and 21 for that matter, I'm sure we all know that the church of Jesus Christ is shifting and changing. Things have really been disrupted, and it's like he dismantled us and he's remaking us now into exactly what he wants us to be. And as a result of this, he has to speak into the spirits of his people to tell them, this is where you actually fit in all of this. This is what I'm leading you to. So I believe that this whole teaching series is for now, because that's what God wants to do. He wants to walk people into the destiny and the purpose he has for their life. And up until this point, everything that I've taught has really been something that we all have, okay? But all the classes following today, like next week's class and the one that comes after that, not everybody has that, all right? Because what happens from today is all gonna boil down to stewardship. Because God is not just there giving out and giving out and giving out to anybody. There is a company of people that will go higher in the Lord and deeper in the Lord because of how they steward what God has given them. Okay, so next week when we talk about mantles and anointings, not everybody is going to get some of this. This has to do with what do you do with it when he gives it to you. Okay, and then we start talking about scepters. That's a whole other level. So from this point on, well, not today. Today's message is for everyone. it has to do with how are you managing and stewarding what God is giving you. Okay, so what I'm going to share with you is, let's see, an encounter that I had with the Lord. Because I shared with you before in, I want to say it's the class on how does God speak, maintaining the voice of God. I shared with you how my first encounter with the Lord. And even that, your encounters generally have to do with destiny and purpose. Like, he will show you, this is what I'm forming in you from that. And so if you go back to that class, I share with you my first encounter. And now I'm going to share another one with you that was specifically for this class, and he told me to share it. Okay, so I was praying and just spending time with the Lord. And as I was with him, the next thing you know, in an instant, I was transported, and I was actually standing in the middle of a field. And I was looking around, and I'm seeing the trees, and I understood that I was on some farm because the trees were all perfectly lined up and in rows. And I was just looking around because I was in the middle of the field, and I was like, okay, what's going on here? I was just with the Lord, and now I'm in the middle of the field. So I'm looking around, and I see a clear path in front of me, like a walking path, and he's ahead of me walking. So I was like, okay, I have to follow him. We're going somewhere. So he's walking in front of me, and I'm walking behind him. And I recognize at that moment, as I'm looking at the trees, that I'm actually in a, let's see if I can pronounce it right, a cacao farm. I'm going to show you the picture if you don't know what that is. This is actually the plant where you produce chocolate from this. Chocolates, hot cocoa, hot chocolate, everything comes from this plant. So here's a picture of it so you can see. And basically, it has, I guess when it's ripe, the inside of it has this fruit, the fruit that looks white. And what has to happen then is they pull those out and they lay them out to dry them. That gets dried and it turns, you know, dark colored like that. And then, like these beans now. And then that's what they then grate, I guess, or powder, turn it into a powder. And then that turns into chocolate or cocoa. So that's what that looks like. Now, I have seen a plant before, one of the trees. So I knew when I saw the tree where I was and what was going on, at least the field. But I've never actually been on a cocoa farm or even seen how it's produced. I just know by having people tell me and having seen the plant before. So I'm in this cocoa field and the Lord is walking ahead of me and I'm walking behind him, and I know we're going somewhere because I'm trying to like keep up with him. And I look to my left-hand side and I see, I'm describing this because I've never actually been on one of these farms before. I'm just telling you what I saw there. First thing I saw was they had laid out, you know, like a tarp, I guess. And there were the white seeds on top of it where they were drying. It was out in the field. And then we walked a little further and I saw what looked like a pond, I guess, with water. I guess that's how they irrigate and water the plants. This is what it looked like out there. And we're going a little further down. And the next section we get to, I see zinc laid out on the ground. And there's two people there. And right across from the two people, is like a bench, not like a formal bench, but it's more was like a wooden plank on two concrete blocks or stubs, or I don't know what it was, but it was a bench, a seating area. And so the Lord goes and he walks over and he sits down on the bench. And I was like, okay, I guess this whatever he's showing me is here. So I walked over and I sat next to him on the bench so that, positionally explaining this to you, the zinc is in front of us. There is one person facing us. This is a woman. And And in front of the woman with the back to us is actually a little girl. So this is a mother and her daughter. And so the daughter's back is towards us and the mother is facing us. And they're putting these beans on this zinc sheet that's laid out in a square on the ground. So when we walk over and we sat down, so the little girl, her back is to us, we're actually behind her, and the mother is facing us. I'm like, okay, this has to do with these two people. The mother didn't look up to look at us, so I knew then that she cannot actually see us because she wasn't looking up. She had her head down and she was working. The little girl, however, did this. And she turned around and she looked directly at Jesus. And I knew when she did that, she could see him, because why would you turn and look other than she knew we were actually sitting behind her? So I was like, oh, she can see, the mom can't. Now, she did not look at me. So then I was like, I don't know if she actually saw me. She's seen Jesus though. So as we're there, I was like, okay, so this is about, this little girl is about her. So as we're there, someone in the field I hear calling out, asking the mom a question, and the mother proceeds to respond. And so I thought, okay, he has to get the mom out of here because he actually wants to talk to, this is about the little girl. So the person is asking the mom and the mom is answering, and then I guess she gets up to go and show the person or talk to the person who was talking to her. So she gets up and she walks off. So now the little girl is alone. And as soon as the mom is out of the area, like she can't see because we're surrounded by the trees, the little girl jumps up and just flips around and turns, and she's like looking, facing Jesus now. Okay, I was like, wow, okay. So then he does this and he motions to the bench to tell her, come and sit next to me. Now, there's the bench, Jesus is here, and I am over here. So there's a spot in the middle. So he's pointing to the spot to say to her, come sit with me over here. And you know, when you're in the realm of the spirit, you can hear people's thoughts. You actually don't need to use words. You communicate mentally. Therefore, there is absolutely no language barrier. There is no language barrier. We understand each other, even though I was sure in that moment that they did not speak English. So when he does that, her thoughts goes, oh no, I can't do that because I have work to do. In other words, we have to get all these pods on this zinc, and I'm going to get in trouble if I get up and come over there and this work is not completed. I have to say this, that my feeling in my spirit was they did not actually own this coca farm. This was the mother's job. She worked on that, in that field, and the little girl was really just there. I brought my daughter to work, and so the daughter was helping her here. But this wasn't like a child labor kind of situation. It wasn't that. It was more she just brought her daughter and the daughter was just helping her mom because for whatever reason she brought her to work that day, but it was actually the mom's job. So she, when she said, you know, to the Lord, you know, I can't do that. I'm going to get in trouble for leaving the zinc and not doing it. He basically motions like this to her and say, look at the zinc. Because now remember, her back is now to the zinc because she's facing us. So she turns to look at the zinc. And the Lord had put everything out on the zinc. I mean, I'm talking in a split second. By the time she looked and I looked, the whole thing was covered with the pods, just leaving one little section, the last piece undone. honestly, it was all out there. In other words, he was saying, that's okay, I know what your concern is, and I'm going to take care of that right now. And boom, it was there, and it's done. So she turns back, and of course, she comes immediately over and sits next to him. Okay, so now it's Jesus, it's this little girl, and I am over here. And this whole time, she did not make eye contact with me, so I'm thinking she actually cannot see me. She doesn't even know that I'm here. So she sat there, and then Jesus says to her, do you know who I am? And she says, yes. Man, ooh. I just lost it. I started to cry because she couldn't have been more than, I don't know, 6 to 8 years old. And she was already well acquainted with him. She knew him. I don't know if this was her first encounter, but she knew. It had to be her first encounter because he asked her, do you know who I am? So she said, yes. And I was like, wow. And I just started to weep at that moment. And then he says to her, one day, you are going to own this farm. And then he says, I'm going to make sure you get this farm. And he says, because there's something I want you to do for me. You're going to build a church. And when he said that to her, I saw the entire front of the church building. And this was not a small church. It was big. And then he says to her, and you're going to build for me a community center. And I saw the whole front of the community center as well, a big building. And I was just weeping and I couldn't stop crying because I thought to myself, everything I started to think of the situation here and the scenario. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's like meeting with Jesus in the middle of a cocoa field on a bench when she just happened to go to her mom's place of work that day. She doesn't go there all the time. I think she just, I don't know, maybe didn't go to school that day or school was out. So her mom said, come to work with me. My feeling was this is not a place that she goes to all the time. It was a chance meeting that just happened to happen on that day. That was my feeling in all of this. And all of those thoughts were coming to me like, oh my gosh, she's actually finding out what she will be doing in her future on some random day in a field. You know, and I was just like, wow. And then I'm thinking to myself, they're probably never going to believe this if she tells them that this happened to her. So all of this is going through my mind as Jesus is talking to her, because I'm telling you, at that moment when I saw the community center, I kind of exited the conversation. I stepped out of it because I thought to myself, this is her precious, wonderful, sacred moment. And I didn't want to sit there and hear the entire details of her life. I felt like she needed to get that for her. I don't need the details of how she's going to do it. So I kind of just checked out, and I was just, I think I was crying so much that I wasn't even hearing anymore. I was just like thinking of processing, like, oh my goodness, this is happening for this child right now. And so he tells her, and she's just nodding as he's talking. And then he gets finished telling her. And then he says, okay, you can go back to work now. And she got up. I think he hugged her. And she got up and she went to her one little spot was left there, that he left for her. And as she walked around, because now she, her spot was now facing us, is where she was, because she was working this way and mom was supposed to go that way. And she walked and she was there. And then she kneeled down. And the minute she kneeled down in front of that spot, here comes mom back through the field. She comes back and she looks at this, you know, the zinc is all covered because Jesus did the work for her. And the mom said, wow, you know, she remarked like, wow, you moved really fast. You got a lot done here. Good job. And she smiled at the mom, and then she looked at Jesus and she smiled and she just put her head down and continued working. And we were out of there, me and the Lord, back up into the heavenlies. And I was just crying. I couldn't stop crying because I was like, wow, this is something else, how he did this with her, you know. So there is some woman that's gonna own a farm of cocoa plants and probably make chocolates, and she's going to build this church and this community center. And I don't know if she'll ever tell anybody how she came to know this is how this was going to happen, if they would even believe her now as a child if she told them, oh, Jesus just visited me in a field and told me this. Maybe she has to be an adult first and have it happen to say it, you know. And when, you know, I was just crying and I said to the Lord, why did you take me into that? Why did you show me that? And he says to me, this is how I put purpose and destiny into the hearts of my people. And man, I was like, okay. And I'm like, so I guess I'm sharing this with the group. And he says, yes, you can share this. I was like, all right. But this is just so amazing how he does things. And she's young, okay? So like I said, I shared with you my first encounter. Yours might look and sound different, but he met her on a day when she wasn't even expecting to meet him. She wasn't in prayer or anything. She was just going about her business, helping her mom. And then this happened. And it's going to happen because he told her, I'll make it happen. And so I feel, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, am I going to meet this person one day? I wondered about that. Or I wonder if one day you're going to hear somebody talking about their chocolate factory and you'll say to them, I know this story because somebody else was actually there with him. Okay, so I don't know. I'm just sharing it with you. And I think this is what he's doing right now. Okay, he is visiting people and he is putting destiny and purpose into the hearts of people. She knew him. Because he said, do you know who I am? And she said, yes. Okay. And I want to share this scripture with you because this is so critical and key to you understanding this. This is John chapter 15, verse 4. It says, I'm reading from the English Standard Version, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. There's absolutely no way you're ever going to be able to walk out the purpose and destiny that God has for you unless you are truly abiding in him, right? And what does the word abide mean? The word is meno. It means to stay, to remain, to wait for, to await, to continue, to endure. You know, it's not just running and, oh God, I want this, tell me my purpose and off we go. It is actually waiting on the Lord, staying there. Okay, what is waiting on the Lord? It's waiting on the Lord. when you go to your doctor's office and you're sitting out in the waiting room, what are you doing? You're waiting for the doctor. You're not doing other things and, oh, maybe he'll just, no. It's staying in him. And as you stay in him on a regular basis, what comes out of that is a relationship. And from the relationship comes the purpose and the destiny. You don't even need to go looking for it. He will literally show up and tell you one day. Okay? So I just wanted to share that with you and to encourage you that in your abiding and in your remaining with God, this is when He will tell you what He has for you to do, and you will never miss it. It is not possible for you to miss it. So, next week, like I said, we're going to talk about mantles and anointings, and from that point on, it's all about stewardship and what you do next, okay? Remember, the discipleship school here is free. So, if you're just happen upon this video, it's at glorytoglorieschool.com. It's free. You can sign up. And we have this whole series on finding your purpose and destiny. And I just want to thank you for watching today. And I pray that this really blessed you. Let me pray now as we close out. God, thank you so much because you are a faithful God. You're a true God. And yes, when we remain in you, we will bear much fruit, the fruit of purpose and destiny that can only come from you, Lord. And I thank you that even right now you are visiting your people and you are showing them where they fit. You're showing them what the purpose is on their life, because we all have a purpose. And may we be just good stewards, Lord, of the grace gift that you have given us and of everything that you've ever given us to do. May we be faithful as we serve you, Lord, and we wait for you. We thank you, Lord. I pray right now that for each and every person watching this that really does not know, they don't know where they fit, that you will visit them, Lord, that they will have encounters with you, that in their time of waiting, it's not a wait that is in vain, but that you will show up through dreams and visions and encounters, Lord, and you will speak to the hearts of your people. And that this year, 2022, or beyond, whenever anyone is watching this, will be the year of their discovering of purpose and destiny. I pray this, Lord, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, that is it. I pray you have a wonderful week and that you have some amazing testimonies that you will share one day of your own encounter and how God told you what you were to do. Okay, have a great day. Bye.